Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Mishneh Beis. Matzilim Mozin Shalosh Sudois, Haro'ui Lo'odom, Lo'odom. Here we're continuing the halachos of what you're allowed to save. They were goyzi, you're not allowed to stop save things from a burning house. We're afraid you're going to burn out the fire. Kisvei Kodesh we had in Mishneh Aleph. Now we have Mozin of Shalosh Sudois, obviously for Shabbos. He's bol al memoinoi, if he's going to start pulling out books and coats and clothing and other things, he might come to put out the fire. Mozen shal shudis at tzarek Shabbos, that he's going to do with a certain zehirus, not to be over on any chil Shabbos. Haroi la'odom la'odom, as much as roi for each person. Haroi la'behemo, behemo. Santa Maisa, three sudis. In Chazal's terminology, a person eats two meals a day. Three sudis, shal shudis. Matzis with seltzer, whatever. You need for shalosh shudis. L'chay is only a third suda l'chvei da Shabbos. What's a roi l'behema l'behema? Is an Indian for behemas to eat shalosh shudis? They also sing askin l'sudoso. So the Yochan asks on it, and he says you have to say that we know there's a famous Gemara where the Gemara learns out that you're supposed to feed your behemas before yourself. So you're supposed to feed your behemas on Shabbos a third suda. It's a chiddush. Ketzad, nofla dleika b'leile Shabbos. Fire broke out on Leil Shabbos. Matzil mozen shalosh sudos. B'shachris, matzil mozen shtei sudos. In the morning, you only need two sudos. One sud is already done. B'mincha mozen sudacha. So b'yaisi yoymer, lo'ilo matzil mozen shalosh sudos. And look how the pshan this is, even though you're not taking what you need to eat, there's a light plug. The whole thing is only a gzera. You're taking it out to a place, you're allowed to take it out. It's only a gzera. Shabbos food, you're allowed to take out. Okay, Shabbos food is three sudas. That's the amount. Even if you yourself, this Shabbos, are only going to use two. The Yochin makes reference to an interesting discussion. If somebody didn't eat in a sukkah one day, can he be mashlam? There's a mandomer over there in the second parak of sukkah that you're supposed to eat 14 sudas. In order to be basukas teshu, one should eat two meals a day. We paskin, if you don't want to wash, so you don't have to eat. If you want to call a bite trip, you don't have to eat in a sukkah the whole day, as long as you don't eat a kviya suda out of the sukkah. But there's a mandam over there, blazer, that holds that a person should eat teshu kein taduru, two sudas a day in the sukkah. That being said, what happens if one time he misses? So you can be mashal, we can eat another two sudas during the day if you miss the nighttime suda. So there would be maybe a tzad over here, Rabbi Yossi holds that if a person missed a Leil Shabbos Suda, he could be mashlim by eating three Sudas Shabbos by day. So since Be'etzem there's the possibility of having still to eat three Sudas, even if he himself ate by night, that's considered the amount of food that one person who forgot a Suda would have to eat in order to be mashlim the Sudas. The Yochins, Haysof. Mishneh Gimel. Matzilin Sal Molei Kikorois Afa Pishiyesh by Mea Sudois. When you take even a large amount, but it's in one kli, so then you're allowed to take it out together. It's not called you're taking out mozen meyeh sudas. It's called you're taking out mozen gimel sudas. It happens to be there's another 97 loaves of bread inside. The Poskim Lake too, the way he has to do it is when he's inside the house that's burning, he could fill up one kli and take it out like that. But he can't take a bunch of kelim and put it in one bigger kli. That's already called separate kelim. It has to be in one kli. The eagle shel dvelo. Again, an eagle shel dvelo is a large cluster of figs. But he's allowed to take out the basics that he needs for a suda. So he takes out a whole chunk, even though Batsman has the sudas habe. Chavish ayayim, the same thing. All he needs is wine for three sudas. How much wine does he need? Take out a whole barrel. Voim alacherim boyu vatzil lochem. He's allowed to tell others, come and take for yourselves. The heter is not only on the balabais. The heter is for anybody taking out Shabbos food. This is the way most Rishonim understand it. The Ran brings from the Rid that others are allowed to save even more than Gimel Sudas. It's not mashmah that way in the Mishnah. But the logic behind it makes a lot of sense. It's only him that they were goyzi. He's not allowed to take except minimum Shabbos needs because he's bol al mamoneh. Others, it's kulei revach. They're not saving something that they owned. They're not bowl if they're not bowl. So well, they won't put out the fire. Now the Mishnah links to another piece. V'mhoyu pikhin
Pikhim Beloshna Mishnah doesn't refer to somebody who's clever. It means somebody who's knowledgeable. Somebody who chaps the ins and outs of how to be medaktik in halacha. The people that were saving the others. So the Gemara Cheshbon's had a few pieces over here. First of all, we have to start with a basic hanocha that when a fire is burning and things are going to be destroyed, we look at the property as ownerless. Consider like hefker. It's what we refer to in Bava Metzia. Things are being swept away by the tide. It's called zuta shel yam. The basic assumption is that possessions that a person can no longer hold on to, they're in the depths of being destroyed. They're in the matziv where they're going to be swept away, destroyed, burnt. They're hefker. That being said, when they come to save property, be'etzim, they're allowed to be zoicha for themselves. Now, the Gemara explains what we're talking about over here. We're talking about people with Yerushamayim. Erlecha, good people. They're not going to take from somebody else's misfortune, even though theoretically, be'etzim, it's hefker. They're allowed to. But they're not. They're going to give it back to him. However, since be'etzim, it's hefker, we don't look at them as being workers of him. And then it would be a problem for them to be paid, because we call that Tzchah Shabbos. Tzchah Shabbos means when a person is being paid for a job that he specifically did on Shabbos, we ask him, the only way to work on Shabbos is only when that job is behavlo, it's together with work that was performed during the week. But if it was a job that was done Shabbos afternoon when the fire is burning, he's not allowed to be paid. Oy bazoy. So we have to, like the Gemara says, say that it's not Tzchah Shabbos because Betzim, when they came, they were coming, they were saving something from Hefka. They weren't saving things that were his for him. They saved from Hefker. Their nature is such that they're not going to hold on to it. They're going to give it back. Azel Chaguta, they're not. They're good people. They're medaktikim balocha. And they're pikhim. And they'll give it back even though they don't have to. But they will say, okay, I want to be paid for my time. Again, there's no Yisrael Shabbos because they weren't working on that cheshbon. The Rabbam Grada has a girsa here instead of pikhim that they're chasidim. And that the Tais Yontov is doichi. He said a chosid is somebody who gives away his own money for somebody else. That would mean that he gave his time, that which he was zoichim in a hefker, he gives it up. He's not zoichid, he gives it back to the original owner. Plus, he even worked to redeem the chafetzim for the other guy without taking money. If they're taking money, chasidim, they're not. But they are pikhim, they're medaktikim. So, after Shabbos, they can make a reckoning of how much the Schar Tirchus and that they could be paid. There's nothing wrong, like we explained. This is the same halacha that we had in the end of Mishnah Aleph, and we pointed it out also from the Rav in the beginning of Mishnah Aleph. We're talking over here about the mozoin of Meis Sudois. See, here there's no heter to carry it into a place where you're not allowed to carry. There's an Issa Derabbana, it's not Kisvei Kodesh. Over here it's for personal benefit. So Mela has to be carried out, the Mishnah says, L'chotzer ha-me'ureves. Ben Beser is Mekel Kedarkoi. Ben Beser is me'af l'she'ene me'ureves. And again, it's important to point out what we pointed out in Mishnah Aleph, that Ben Beser was only Matir in Mishnah Aleph because of Kisvei Kodesh into a place that's missing a Mechitza. Yes, it's only missing a Mechitza Derabbana by a Movoi, that's mufulish, but Lamaisa is missing a mechitza. Over here by Mozoin, Ben Beseri would also be masking that you can't carry it into a place that's missing a mechitza. When it's missing an Erev, it's not missing a mechitza, it's surrounded by four mechitzas. It just doesn't have an Erev v'chatzes. That Ben Beseri is willing to be mekel. So there's an Echoiz Darga Ben Beseri that's willing in Mishnah Aleph to be mekel even when it's missing Legabi Kisve Goydish on a mechitza. Derabbanan over here is willing to be mekel when it's missing an Eruv in the Mokum Sheyesh Mechitzes. The Rabbanan not maskim. In Mishnah Aleph, if it's missing a Mechitza, not. And over here by Mozoin, even if it's missing the Tikkun HaEruv, there also the Rabbanan are not maskim.